Hello and welcome to The Big Fight, the show that is young at 21, the oldest running debate show on Indian news television. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. COVID's second wave has devastated India, broken the back of India's healthcare system. You name it and there is shortage of it. Fixing accountability is important, but it is equally important to come to the aid of people now, help them now. And to that extent, there was a message that was delivered by actress Priyanka Chopra. Let's first listen in to what she said. It's a very important message.
Why do we need to care? Why is it so urgent right now? I'm sitting in London and hearing from my friends and family in India about how hospitals are at capacity. There are no rooms in ICUs. Ambulances are too busy. Oxygen supply is less. Crematoriums having mass cremations because the volume of death is so much. India is my home and India is bleeding. And we as a global community need to care. And I'll tell you why we need to care. Because unless everyone is safe, no one is safe. So please use your resources and focus your energy on helping stop this pandemic. Please donate. And I understand a lot of people must be angry and thinking about, you know, why are we in this place in the first place? Why is this happening? Well, we'll address that. We'll address that after we stop the urgency. Please donate and please use your resources as much as you can. India needs you.
So she says we'll ask these questions. But right now, let us come together and help. India needs us. I know there'll be questions on accountability, but we'll get there. We'll ask those questions. That's exactly been the approach right here at NDTV also. The one strong way of stopping the virus in its tracks was vaccination. It is being open to all from May. But in order to help ourselves, we have to ask a simple question. Where are the vaccines? Where are they? States say they don't have the stock. Then what's the purpose of this exercise of opening it up? How will people get vaccinated? And if we don't have stocks, then what's the point of opening it to everyone? So on The Big Fight, we ask, on vaccination, is India's disaster management proving to be a disaster in itself? Where are the vaccines? Let me now introduce our guest this evening, Lalitha Kumaramangalam, Director of the India Foundation, Mahesh Verma, leader of the BJP, Pawan Kheda, spokesperson of the Congress Party, and in just a short moment, we'll have other guests also joining us. Raghav Chadda of the Aam Aadmi Party is also with us. Let's begin with your opening comments, 1 minute time to each of the speakers. Lalitha Kumaramangalam, we'll begin with you. Where are the vaccines?
Yeah, good evening, Sanket. Thank you for having me on the show. This is a question that everybody is asking. Where are the vaccines? Perfectly reasonable question to ask. And I think we need to understand that generally all the systems, whether the state center, we had miscalculated, and I've said this before ad nauseum, miscalculated, underestimated, not really taken enough attention as individuals and as governance people who are sitting in governance and elected representatives of the people across the board, that we are going to be in such deep problems today. The government has announced that everybody above 18 should get the vaccines, but we are running short of vaccines primarily because I think our vaccine manufacturers have not yet been able to ramp up production where they can meet the needs of 1.38 billion people. I don't think there's any point in comparing us to any other country or otherwise. And yes, there is a problem, but also the central government and state governments today are finally, thankfully, working in tandem, and it has been made very clear, I think even Kerala has said, that in another week or 2 weeks, there will be more than enough vaccines to meet the needs.
Okay, Ms. Kumaramangalam, I'm going to come back to you. 1 minute time is over. Very quickly, Raghav Chadda, we'll begin with you now.
Look, first of all, from day one, we have seen, as far as the vaccine policy of Government of India is concerned, it reflects complete apathy and non-application of mind. What one has seen right from the start is that this government has laid thrust on gaining global goodwill by exporting crores and crores of precious life-saving vaccines rather than actually inoculating its own citizens. And now you have a situation where due to public pressure, the government has announced in some sense vaccine universalization by saying that 18 and above will be eligible to get vaccinated starting 1st of May. But the question is, did the government of India did its demand and supply calculation? Were the value or volumes were did it account for the volumes, etc.? And what a situation is, that we have before us is that the states have been left and private sector has been left, before these manufacturers for commercial exploitation. There is differential pricing. The Honorable Supreme Court today pulled up the union government on this point of differential pricing.
Okay.
Where you have a complete arbitrariness.
Sure, Raghav, we're going to come back to you. You can elaborate further in just a short moment. Pawan Kheda of the Congress Party is also with us. Pawan, our question, where are the vaccines? We've started a vaccine universalization program, but where are they?
So, since you have two representatives of the BJP, one of them just said that the states and the center, I'm sorry, whether the states are ruled by the BJP or the Congress or any other party, I will defend the states here. Because who was negotiating with the private manufacturers of vaccine? States or the center? I want Lalita ji to answer to this. Who went to the World Economic Forum boasting in January that we are exporting vaccines, we have conquered COVID, those people who are criticizing my policies, who are forewarning me that there is a tsunami coming, are all wrong? Who did that? States or Mr. Modi? I won't even say center, Mr. Modi. So now that we have this such a huge tragedy, you can't blame states and get away. I'm sorry. This responsibility is yours. 300 million is in January. Mr. Modi announced at the World Economic Forum that 300 million people in the next few months will be vaccinated. What is the target achievement? Please tell us. Do not blame states, for God's sake.
Sure. So don't blame states, says Mr. Pawan Kheda.
We'll blame the states.
Okay.
Right now, it's the center's responsibility.
Okay, center's responsibility as far as vaccination is concerned. Mr. Kheda, I'm going to come back to you. Mahesh Verma of the BJP.
हाँ जी, मैं ये कहना चाह रहा हूँ कि अगर भारत में वैक्सीनेशन का जो आप आज सवाल और मुद्दा लेकर आए हो, मैं उसके संदर्भ में सिर्फ इतना ही बताना चाहूँगा कि वर्ल्ड रिकॉर्ड अगर कहीं बना तो इसी देश में बना जो सबसे ज़्यादा वैक्सीनेशन हुआ. आज वैक्सीनेशन हम जिस रफ्तार से हमने किया और जिस तरह से हमने इस चीज़ के लिए प्रयास किया, उसके लिए साधुवाद और धन्यवाद करना चाहिए मोदी सरकार को कि हमने हर चीज़ को जिस तरह से संभाल के और जिस तरह से कहीं भी किसी तरह की कोई दिक्कत ना हो, उसके लिए प्रधानमंत्री ने लगातार मुख्यमंत्रियों के साथ बैठक की, उनसे बात की, उनको समझाया, उनको बताया. अब सवाल है कि इतने बड़े देश में और राज्यों के साथ एक समन्वय करने का जो काम है वो निश्चित रूप से एक थोड़ा सा आप ये समझ सकते हो कि उतना आसान नहीं है. कोई चीज़ अगर आता है, उसको बताया जाता है, उसको फिर दिया जाता है, फिर उसको आगे इम्प्लीमेंट किया जाता है, तो इस सिस्टम में देरी ज़रूर होती है. लेकिन अब सवाल उठता है कि ऐसे में ये कह देना कि हमारे पास वैक्सीन नहीं है और हम इसलिए वैक्सीन नहीं लगा पा रहे हैं, ये सरासर जो है मैं समझता हूं कि झूठ बोलने के अलावा और कोई काम जो है.
ठीक है,
ठीक
है,
तरह
मैं वापस आऊंगा आपके पास इसी सवाल पे. आप कह रहे हैं कि वैक्सीन, ये बोलना कि वैक्सीन नहीं है या कम है, ये झूठ बोलने के बराबर है. इस मुद्दे पर मैं आपके पास वापस आऊंगा.
सत्यप्रकाश मिश्रा, एकदम
वन मोमेंट, ओपनिंग कॉमेंट स्टिल लेफ्ट ऑफ मिस्टर सत्यप्रकाश मिश्रा, जेडीयू स्पोक्सपर्सन. योर वन मिनट बिगिंस नाउ सर.
You know, Shankep, I have been participating in so many debate on vaccination. When it arrived, the vaccination started, there was a problem of message and awareness campaign, and it started from giving to health workers to other, forefront who we are dealing with COVID directly. And even that point of time, so many vaccination was available, people were not ready because there were so many news regarding the negative aspect of the vaccine itself. But at the same point of time, there was a question even why Modi is not getting vaccinated. There were so many questions. People were spreading so many rumors at this, on those days, even political parties were. And when the AIIMS director Sandeep Guleria took the vaccine, the confidence level raised that point of time, and people started getting vaccinated themselves. There is no scarcity of something like that. But the policy, bucks always stops at the desk of government. That we accept it. We are not in favor of doing any kind of petty politics in pandemic time. It is responsibility of every government, whether the central government or the state government, to work in tandem and to get vaccinated every kind of people in their state or anywhere.
Okay.
If you raise a question...
Okay,
why,
okay.
Why we are,
time's up, Mr. Mishra. I'm going to come back to you. Let's see if Mr. Danish Ali's line is stable now. I'm being told it's not stable, but we'll quickly go back to him once we get a proper video connection. Lalitha Kumaram, yes, Raghav Chadda, I'll come to you. Lalitha Kumaramangalam, let me come to you now. You know, I think a lot is being spoken about people must go and take the vaccine. You should go. I don't think that is a problem anymore. That may have been a problem in January.
No.
It's not now. Now there is a problem of vaccine availability. And I think to say that anyone who's saying that there is shortage is you know, not speaking the truth, or is this is a false statement, is not true. You just have to look at the figures of the vaccine manufacturers to see how much they produce right now. In a situation like this, why did we open it up? It will create further chaos.
Sanket, let me bring a few facts to everybody's notice. First, about a month ago, roughly about a month ago, when Mr. Modi and the center, it was not Mr. Modi, it was the center, the central government said that all vaccines should preferably be distributed to the central government, there was a huge hue and cry. We were told we were dictators, etc., etc., etc. Today, when the government has said that states can also buy their own share of vaccines, still, we have been told that, oh, it's, you know, the whole fault is the centers. You didn't do it well enough. Now, health is a state subject also. As the other panelists from the BJP said, the responsibility actually lies with both the state and the center. Who's at fault, who is not at fault, as Priyanka Chopra just said a little while ago when you showed her on TV, we don't have time to discuss this now, and this is not the time to discuss it. Yes, accountability is necessary, and let us look at it when we have the time for that. Today, the time is for us to ramp up our production. Second, we live in a globalized world. India had global commitments which were made by the government of India, as many other governments in the world who make the vaccines have done, with Gavi, etc., where we had to export vaccines. Now, it's easy to say that if you only vaccinate Indians, the epidemic will, the pandemic
Ms.
will go away. It's not an epidemic, it's a pandemic. We had given vaccines, yes, billions of vaccines to many countries who couldn't afford to and did not make them themselves.
I don't think anyone has a problem with us honoring our international commitments.
It's constantly being quoted. Sanket, it's constantly being quoted saying we gave away billions of vaccines when billions
were dying. Nobody has a problem. I don't think, I mean, I can ask Mr. Pawan Kheda, do you have a problem with India honoring its international commitments?
Second thing. I've said this ad nauseum. We all miscalculated. We all got complacent and thought that
my
India
problem,
is over
Sanket,
COVID.
Is when she says
we not.
All miscalculated.
When
I'm sorry,
Mr.
ma'am.
Modi
you
spoke
were the
to WM. Please stop interrupting. Let me finish. A minute and then you can speak.
The pricing.
When Mr.
The price
Modi
defense,
spoke
yeah,
well, to
one by one, one by one. Ms. Kumaramangalam, I'm going to come back to you.
He's not making a boast. What
so,
he
so,
said
you know,
was that we have
say,
managed to contain
Ms.
it.
Ms. Kumaramangalam, Lalitha ji, I'm going to come back to you. One moment. Pawan Kheda,
yeah.
You seem to take objection to her use of the expression, we all made a mistake. Why
yes.
do you have a problem with
States
all?
States and center made a mistake.
Sanket, when it comes, since we are restricting this discussion only to the vaccine
only
aspect
to
of the entire
yes.
crisis, who was in the driver's seat when it came to the negotiations, when it came to vaccine policy? Certainly not the states. And when Mahesh ji says that those who are saying there is no vaccine are liars, then I am glad he's acknowledging that the Chief Minister of Karnataka is lying, the Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh is lying, all the BJP states are also lying. Well, nobody is lying,
such
Mr. Mahesh. Everybody is being honest. There are no vaccines.
But need,
so stop boasting.
Khabar
stop patting your back. Stop complimenting.
But I Mahesh ji got right to reply. Mahesh ji
always does. The crisis is here and now. Please address the crisis.
महेश जी बताइए कांग्रेस का कहना है कांग्रेस इज सेइंग कि आप ये कह रहे हैं जो भी ये बोल रहा है कि क्राइसिस है या शॉर्टेज है वो झूठ बोल रहा है तो बहुत सारे भाजपा के मुख्यमंत्री भी बोल रहे हैं यू आर राइट टू रिप्लाई
पता नहीं पवन जी को स्पेशली ये सब चीजें जो है इनके पास कहां से इस तरह की इन्फॉर्मेशन आती
क्या,
है आपने कभी
कल एक
नहीं नहीं आपके पास ये खबर है या नहीं इनके पास सबसे
क्या कर्नाटक में कल वैक्सीनेशन शुरू हो रही है इसका जवाब दीजिए
पवन खेड़ा जी जैसे व्यक्ति को तो मैं किसी तरह से कटघरे में खड़ा नहीं कर सकता लेकिन मैं ये जरूर मैं कहूंगा
कौन जी
जैसे हमारे जेडीयू के मित्र ने बात कही अगर उसको ध्यान से अगर आप सुने होते तो आपको शायद समझ में आती कि किसी कांग्रेस लीडर को आपने वैक्सीनेशन लगाते हुए बताते हुए जताते हुए कहीं समझाया होगा, नहीं समझाया होगा ना ये कभी। आज ये जो सवाल उठा रहे हैं, आज इसके ऊपर
हल्की बातें करना बंद करिए।
नहीं आप
और जो ये प्रलाप है तो प्रियंका चोपड़ा की सुनिए,
प्रलाप है
हल्की बातें बाद में कर लेना।
मुझे
अभी आप जिम्मेदारी
बातें मैं नहीं कर रहा हूँ, मैं
मध्य प्रदेश की जनता को कर्नाटक का
जिम्मेवारी से
जा रहा हूँ। जिम्मेवार क्या मजाक बना रखा है
आप हमारे मुख्यमंत्री का नाम?
ओके, आई एम गोइंग कम इन हियर।
क्या नहीं कर रहे
हैं? वन मोमेंट मिस्टर महेश शर्मा, मैं एक सीधा सवाल पूछ रहा हूँ, एक सेकंड, ऑर्डर प्लीज, लेट मी कम इन हियर।
जी ने कहा,
ये हल्की बातें करने बैठ
जाते हैं। भूपेश कांग्रेस के
लीडर ने कहा मैंने लगवाई है वैक्सीन, क्या मतलब है?
आपके मैं आपके राज्य के मुख्यमंत्री के बारे में पूछ रहा हूँ,
देश की हालत देख रहे हो?
राजस्थान से कोई
यहाँ बैठकर यहाँ मजाक कर रहे हो?
राजस्थान में कोई वैक्सीन की कमी है?
छत्तीसगढ़ में कोई
वैक्सीन की कमी है?
शर्म आनी चाहिए, देश देख रहा है आपको किस तरह से।
आप लोग आप सुनो,
पवन खेड़ा वन मोमेंट, महेश वर्मा जी आप मुझे ये बताइए देश में वैक्सीन की कमी है या नहीं है? मैं आपको आंकड़े देख करके बता सकता हूँ कि आज की डेट में हमारे पास वैक्सीन की भारी कमी है, क्योंकि प्रोड्यूस ही नहीं हो रही। वी आर प्रोड्यूसिंग अबाउट 23 to 25 million.
संकेत जी जो ये बात दिखाई जा रही है, बताई जा रही है, कही जा रही है, इसको अच्छी तरह से समझ लीजिए। मैंने शुरुआती अपने वक्तव्य में यही बात आपके सामने रखी कि वर्ल्ड रिकॉर्ड हमने बनाया वैक्सीनेशन का, और वो भी सबसे शॉर्ट टाइम में, सबसे कम से कम समय में हमने वैक्सीनेशन लोगों का किया है। इस चीज पे हमें गर्व है।
No.
इनको गर्व हो या
नहीं, पहली बात, जब आप वैक्सीनेशन सबके लिए खोल रहे हैं, राइट नाउ योर प्रोडक्शन कैपेसिटी इज इन द रेंज ऑफ 2.3 to 2.5 million. आप कंज्यूम पहले ही ज्यादा कर रहे थे, हाउ विल यू इनोक्युलेट एवरीवन? ये कैसी प्लानिंग?
जवाब सुन लीजिए, जवाब देने दीजिए, क्लैरिटी आपके दर्शकों को भी होगी, आपके जो पैनल पे बैठे।
हाँ बताइए, मैं तो आपको फिगर्स दे रहा हूँ।
हाँ, दिल्ली में जो है ना, दिल्ली में मैक्स और अपोलो की बात हो रही है ना, कि भाई वो आप ही के उस पे न्यूज चैनल
तो
पे मैं सुन रहा था।
हॉस्पिटल्स हुए मिस्टर वर्मा,
प्राइवेट हॉस्पिटल के पास
वैक्सीन
कहाँ से आ रहा है? प्राइवेट हॉस्पिटल के पास वैक्सीन कौन दे रहा है? वो खुद
टू हॉस्पिटल्स इक्वल्स इंडिया हेल्थ केयर सिस्टम।
नहीं, टू हॉस्पिटल्स की बात मैं नहीं कर रहा हूँ, मैं ये कह रहा हूँ आज की डेट में कि आपके पास वैक्सीन की जो डिमांड है, जो सप्लाई है, मैंने शुरू में आपसे शुरुआती दौर में कहा कि एक समन्वय होना चाहिए, कोऑर्डिनेशन होना चाहिए, और मैं पूछना चाह रहा हूं कि आज के डेट में हमारे मुख्यमंत्रियों का नाम लेकर जो ये बात कह रहे हैं, ये अपने ही मुख्यमंत्री से पूछ ले एक बार कि क्या आपके यहाँ वैक्सीनेशन की कमी है क्या?
नहीं है, पूछा है हमने, कहाँ है बताइए,
पंजाब में है क्या?
क्या कल नहीं है ना, क्या सबको शुरू प्रारंभ होगी या नहीं, इसका जवाब दीजिए। कौन कौन से राज्य प्रारंभ करेंगे बताइए?
सुनिए, मैं आपको
वही
आपने आपने जो बात कही कि एक तारीख से हमने एक मई से जितने लोगों
के वन मोमेंट वी लेट टू गेट आउट ऑफ दिस कुकी मैम, अदरवाइज दिस इज गो ऑन वो गो ऑन एंड ऑन। वन मोमेंट, राघव चड्ढा हैज अ पॉइंट।
इतना हाय तोबा मत मचाइए जितना कि इस चीज को लेकर आप लोग जिस तरह से इसको गुमराह कर रहे हैं।
ओके, वन मोमेंट मिस्टर वर्मा,
ये बहुत
मिस्टर वर्मा वाली बात है। राघव इज सेइंग देयर इज अ कंस्ट्रक्टिव सजेशन।
आई विश टू गिव सजेशन, कंस्ट्रक्टिव सजेशन, नॉट क्रिटिसाइज द गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया। नंबर वन, ऑन वैक्सीन प्राइसिंग देयर शुड बी यूनिफॉर्मिटी। संकेत, डिफरेंशियल प्राइसिंग एसेंशियली इज अनेबलिंग corporate profiteering and in fact commercial exploitation. These are times of pandemic, this is a national crisis, and therefore there should be price uniformity. We always talk about, particularly the BJP usually talks about one nation one election, one nation one tax. They should also talk of one nation and one vaccine price, number one. Number two, the authority or the agency that should negotiate and buy these vaccines from the manufacturers should not be multiple, otherwise it will lead to the monopoly of the manufacturer, and therefore there should be one agency. Either the center should have that agency and purchase it. If the center cannot do it, let all states come together and constitute a price negotiation committee that collectively bargains and negotiates, and they fix a price.
Okay.
There should not be any arbitrariness in the pricing, that for center we are giving a huge discount, for states is expensive, for corporate it is super expensive. Number two, there should be, as one has said, vaccine nationalism. By that I mean supplies of vaccines should be enhanced by enabling these manufacturers, by perhaps even giving subsidized loans to these manufacturers to ramp up their production capacity, to procure raw material for them, etc., so that their capacity is enhanced.
Okay.
And the enhancement,
okay, I think these are interesting suggestions.
The enhancement,
just one second. Yeah. The enhancement in the capacity should not be used to export. 6.5 crore vials were exported in the last few weeks.
Sure, different sure. Countries. We are aware of that. Raghav Chadha, yes, you so made this point. We are aware of that. Lalita ji, I'm going to come back to you. Miss Lalita Kumaramangalam, you heard the suggestions. One of the suggestions being made over here is that you can't have differential pricing and have one agency that is going to negotiate with the vaccine manufacturers. But, you know, this is an issue of pricing. I want to ask a more basic question. You will only negotiate when the product exists. Can you, at this moment, give some sort of a timeline to this country that, you know, after this much time, these many vaccines will be available? From the 50% center quota, the vaccines will also go to states. Right now, what is happening is that there is absolutely no clarity. For instance, what will center do with its 50%?
Sanket, with regard to the pricing, this is a question that basically I agree with you that the price should be the same. But the manufacturers have said that it also depends on the economies of scale. They have said the central government picks up many more units, and possibly economies of scale have kicked in there. This is what I have heard they've said. I'm not in direct touch with the manufacturers, but this is what is out in the public. Secondly, with regard to can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I lost you for a moment. Yeah. Secondly, with regard to who should negotiate with them, I think so far it has been the central government that's been doing it. But like I said, roughly about a month ago, we were told that this is a federal system and states should also have the right to buy their own vaccines if they so want, aside from what the central government is going to give them.
And Ms. Kumaramangalam, if you go by that logic, there were a lot of decisions that went wrong. Many of the centers' decisions have also gone wrong. Right. So obviously,
many of the states have also made mistakes, Sanket. But this is, as I keep saying,
so can we course correct?
This is not the time for saying the center is wrong or the state is wrong. Can we expect a course correction?
I think this is not a bad suggestion that there should be one negotiating body.
There already has been a course correction.
Otherwise, you know what I fear? What I fear at this moment.
Can I finish? Yeah. Give me a moment to finish, Sanket, please. There has been an enormous amount of money which has just been given about 10 days ago by the finance ministry to both Serum Institute and to the people who are producing Covaxin, right? And this is to enhance their capacity. I think has gone on record to say that it will take a couple of months for that.
Then why did we open it up for all?
To show.
Was this to manage pressure? Why did we open when we don't have the capacity?
Because it was also found before this till now that there was not enough demand for the vaccine. You have forgotten that on your own.
That's not true. No, I do not agree. The last heard, Ms. Kumaramangalam, I've got the figures. We were vaccinating as many as 4.5 million people.
This is what I just told, that there's no need to wait because there is not enough demand. There was too many questions asked about the vaccine, especially the one for the Bharat Biotech vaccine.
I don't think this is correct.
Ups and downs in the demand for vaccine in India.
Just one moment.
Today, yes, the demand has suddenly shot up and we are not able to meet it.
If you allow me,
that the
I will
process
present
has now again
I'll
been kick-started and jigged up.
Ms. Kumaramangalam, I can present the numbers. I can present the numbers. Our present vaccine manufacturing capacity is around 2.5 million a day, 2.5 million doses.
Today, yes.
But our consumption, last peak that we saw was upwards of 4 million. We were consuming far more than we were producing.
When there were restrictions, Sanket, we were also getting in vaccines from abroad. Once you remove these restrictions, the demand shoots up. The Indian government has taken things, The only limited point is we are now importing vaccines. Right now, there was already shortage.
And right now there will be complete chaos. Because now, you know, it has been opened for all and there are no vaccines because we are yet to ramp up production, in your own words. Very quickly, Mr. Mishra, and then Raghav.
Yes, production will take at least a month
it
to
will.
Be ramped up.
Correct.
It takes time okay. to I
Correct.
Mean, production
then why
doesn't
open
happen
it up?
Overnight. And the manufacturers have said this very
Mr.
clearly.
Mishra. Mr.
India
Mishra,
is also
Sanket.
In the process
yes, Mr. Mishra.
Of enforcing
yes.
vaccines.
Sanket,
don't forget
Sanket,
that.
I am not... Sanket, we are not in favor of doing any kind of vaccination politics, but there shall be a kind of uniformity in providing vaccine regarding whether it is price or amount of vaccine. It should be increased. You know, India is a vast country, but at the same point of time, we have to, whatever Raghav Chadha said, that we can give them the facility to produce more and more amount of vaccine, and we should make them aware that you should get vaccinated. At the, you know, what Priyanka Chopra has suggested, that we should not do politics in the name of scenario pandemic. We should be united in fighting against this pandemic, whether it is vaccination, whether it is hospital, whether it is oxygen, whatsoever it is. The India must unite at every front, all the opposition parties make it very seriously. No, the bus stops at the government desk. I understand that. I share that. I confess that it is the responsibility of every government to fight this pandemic. Whether it is through vaccination or oxygen or hospital bed or ventilator, the government must behind me every citizen. That's
okay,
the
one by one.
From
one by one, Raghav Chadha and Pawan Kheda.
I have no
we'll
hesitation to make this.
Mr. Kheda, we'll begin with you. Yes.
Sanket, now it's all very well, good sounding things that, oh, they let there be no politics. When somebody gives you good suggestions, whether it's Dr. Manmohan Singh, look at the way you indulge in politics. Look at the kind of response Dr. Harshvardhan gives to Dr. Manmohan Singh, then you accept the suggestions. So please stop playing politics. I also request you to follow this advice. And Mahesh ji, main aapko ek baat bata dun. Ye peet thokne ki aadat aapko hamare desh ko le dubegi. Yaar, humne world record tod diya. Dekh rahe hain record kaun-kaun se toot rahe hain. Shamshan ghat nahi mil rahe hain Delhi mein. Isliye ye aadat chhod dijiye. Ye galat hai. Sabko saath lekar chaliye. Hum milkar ladenge. Hum milkar ladne ko taiyar hain. Hum isko haraenge corona. Lekin ye jo aapki buri aadat hai Pradhan Mantri ji ki, jahan dekho wahwahi batorni hai. Samay se pehle wahwahi batorni hai. Ye bahut nuksan kar rahi hai desh ko. Desh aaj ro raha hai to aaj isi aadat se ro raha hai. Kripya aap sudhar jaiye.
Aap ek sabse pehle Bhartiye hain. Ek zimmedar nagrik hai. Us tarah se aap ye baat rakh rahe hain. Achhi baat lag rahi hai aapki.
Pradhan Mantri par bharosa nahi raha logon ko. प्रधानमंत्री की जबान पर भरोसा नहीं रहा लोगों।
देखिए
ये बात
मैं आपको कह रहा हूँ ना, हमारे प्रधानमंत्री पे लोगों का भरोसा है या नहीं, जनता को तय करने दीजिए, आप मत तय करिए।
इसलिए कृपया करके वो भरोसा वापस बनाइए। मैं आपसे निवेदन कर रहा हूँ, मैं भी भारतीय हूँ,
बिल्कुल प्रधानमंत्री के दिल में जो है ना 130 करोड़ लोगों का जो है ना दिल की धड़कन धड़कती है।
देश के प्रधानमंत्री का इकबाल खत्म हो जाए, इससे बुरा और किसी के लिए कुछ नहीं हो सकता। इसलिए आपसे नम्र निवेदन है,
फिर आप वहीं पर
आ गए बंद करिए और काम पे लगिए।
आप अपनी राजनीति को आप शुद्ध रूप से
पॉलिटिकल आप पॉलिटिकल स्टेटमेंट ऑक्सीजन नहीं दे पा रहे, आप वैक्सीनेशन की बात कर रहे हैं, लोग सांस के लिए तड़प रहे हैं और आप कह रहे हैं बढ़िया, देखिए हमने
देश के लोगों के मन में
कौन सा रिकॉर्ड तोड़ डाले।
इससे ज्यादा दुर्भाग्यपूर्ण स्थिति कुछ नहीं हो सकती।
पूरा देश क्या, पूरा विश्व देख रहा है क्या क्या रिकॉर्ड टूट रहे।
ओके ओके, आई वांट टू कम इन नाउ। ओके मिस्टर खेड़ा, वन मोमेंट। Raghav Chadha. Yes,
look,
Raghav
I
Chadha.
Think, give me some time, please, Sanket. Sanket, this is, I think, absolutely absurd to say that we didn't calculate the supply side or we didn't augment our vaccine supplies merely because we thought, and in our analysis, that there was no demand for vaccine. Like, if by the extension of this logic, tomorrow the central government can give an argument that we didn't provide oxygen to Delhi merely because there was no demand for oxygen. And we also did not increase COVID facilities and number of beds
no,
in Delhi because there, was,
said,
because there was...
Come on, Delhi Chief Minister confessed at the initial stage. There was no scarcity of oxygen.
They were reactivated when the number of people falling sick decreased.
Sanket, do I verbal heckle anyone?
Yeah, yeah, one.
You are telling blatant lie, Mr. Raghav Chadha.
No, I think the point that Mr. Mishra is making...
The Chief Minister of Delhi at the initial stage confessed before media that there is no scarcity of oxygen.
Okay, we heard you, Mr. Mishra.
Oxygen in Delhi.
Let him answer.
The High Court, the observation of High Court, the Delhi government is a failed government. What do you have to say on this, Mr. Raghav Chadha?
Okay, one more. He's making a point, Raghav. It's not about calm down. His point is that the Chief Minister of Delhi went on record to say that there is no shortage of oxygen in the capital.
May I speak?
Yeah. Raghav Chadha first, yes.
First of all, we're having a civil debate. I do not verbal heckle anyone. I will appreciate if nobody verbal heckles me. Number one, when your chance comes, please speak as much as you want.
Your
to.
Point, please.
Now,
yes.
Please keep quiet for at least 1 minute. Number one, the Chief Minister, in fact, one day prior to making a statement regarding how supplies of oxygen are being augmented in Delhi, wrote a letter to the Railway Minister Piyush Goyal, who is also looking after the oxygen supplies across the country, saying that it appears that we will see an oxygen shortage in the coming days. Kindly account for it and provide us a revised quota of oxygen, number one. However, this debate is not about oxygen. I'll stick to vaccines.
First of all, as far as world records are concerned, we have certainly made one world record, which may be right for the BJP in the way the BJP looks at things, which is of exporting maximum vaccines. That is one world record we've made. And if we have to compare India with other countries, you have examples of the United States, Canada, which have vaccinated almost 50-60% of the population. And they have accumulated... May I just say this needs to stop. This needs to stop.
Okay, one moment.
They need to keep shut. Do I verbal heckle them? World records are concerned.
आप बोलते जाओगे, अनर्गल प्रलाप करते जाओगे,
one minute. Raghav, see the point that you
need to respond.
Do I interrupt?
No, Raghav, you're saying...
Give me uninterrupted 30 seconds.
For a very long time, Raghav Chadha, you've continuously been mentioning about us exporting vaccines. Now, my point is, this is something that happened in the past. See, we have established the problem. We have a limited supply.
Correct.
My only
Correct.
Limited point is, why open it for everyone? There will be Correct. Further so chaos.
Yes. And my response to that, my friend, is, my response to that is, number one, the government should augment supplies. Number two, there is something called as the National Pharma Pricing Authority, which even the Supreme Court mentioned today in its hearing, that should put a cap on the pricing of these vaccines.
Not just pricing. I think it's very interesting that you mentioned Supreme Court. I want to bring in Lalita Kumaramangalam now.
And
Lalita Kumaramangalam, I want to come to you now. See, the point Raghav Chadha mentioned Supreme Court, and it just occurred to me that the Supreme Court has taken suo motu cognizance of a petition, that you can have a situation where you can invoke special provisions in the Indian law on licensing, voluntary licensing. And because of that, you can have more manufacturers manufacture the same vaccine, thus taking care in a very short period of time this huge supply side problem. Why can't that be explored by the government?
Sanket, with all due respect to the judges in the Supreme Court, and I've had family who were judges there, so I really do respect them, they are not scientific experts. Making a vaccine is not like making a toy that we are going to distribute in the market, especially at a time of a pandemic like this, with a virus that nobody seems to know too much about anywhere in the world. Vaccine making is a very niche job to be done. Very, very highly technical, where you
I'm talking about other vaccine
to
manufacturers.
To build capacity to ramping up capacity in companies that already make vaccines is different. But to start new companies get them to make a vaccine and expect it.
Existing vaccine manufacturers just increase the base.
Fit for distribution.
Treating it,
let me
treating
finish,
this
Sanket.
As an emergency.
You keep interrupting me. Let me finish.
Yeah.
I don't think you interrupt anybody as much as you do
no,
me.
No,
let
not
me finish.
At all. Certainly not.
Vaccine medicine. Production, as I was saying, is a very, very specialized job. It can't just be, you can't come up with it, hey, presto, magic, and it comes up in a week or a couple of weeks. The shorter route is to ramp up production, which the government of India has already invested a huge amount of money, and it will take place. But these things take a little time. I'm not a scientist, so I'm not going to offer 1 week, 2 weeks, 2 months, any sort of thing like that. It will take place. Now, we are looking at many more people than just Serum Institute and Bharat Biotech. We're looking at Dr. Reddy's labs and a huge number of other companies who have been smaller manufacturers of vaccine, who have also been given the assistance that they need, the assistance technical and financial, that they need to be able to ramp up production. You keep asking, why was it open for 18 years upwards? Because in this round of COVID, we have seen that young people are dying more and more. In the earlier thing, it was about the older people, which is why 65 plus, then 45 and
there is no vaccine.
Unfortunately, we don't seem to have enough number to go around. But we are looking at the problem. And at this point, genuinely, I feel that if we stop doing this tutu meme, AAP is better than Congress, BJP is worse than this.
No, Lalita ji, one thing I'll have to admit, at least you always honestly admit
everything are running high and it's very understandable.
You don't try to defend.
But we need to first put others first and not keep talking about our own party.
To that extent, yes. Ms. Lalita Kumaramangalam, I would at least like to thank you for the fact that you acknowledge there is a problem. And not say that there is no problem at all.
I want to flag a new issue that's going to come up.
Yeah.
I want to flag this. I know this is not about today's topic at all, but a couple of days ago, Dr. Devi Shetty had said that we are going to have a severe shortage of nurses and medical staff.
Which is
true. I would like to ask every state government and the central government to please pay attention to this. The Pondicherry governor, Dr. Tamilsai Soundarajan, who's a doctor herself, has actually taken prompt action, the first one to do so. And she has given instructions that final year medical Correct. And nursing staff should be used to augment COVID
yes.
Yes. Staff
so
at
let's,
COVID
this is
care
interesting.
In centers.
We know
now,
that a problem
is
coming.
Health is a state subject.
Fix
I
it
would
right
like
there.
To request every chief
oh,
minister
God.
In this country, regardless of what party they may belong
okay.
to, please address this. Let
then the
not
Prime Minister must have a meeting with these
into.
State chief ministers.
Yes.
That's what these
Whatever
big meetings
needs
are for.
To be done should be done by both the
okay.
centre and the states.
I've run out of time.
I don't want to play politics. Everybody should pitch in on this.
Okay, I've
please.
Run out of time. But Mr. Mishra, Mr. Chadda, Pawan Kheda, as well as Mahesh Verma, thank you very much for joining us on this edition of The Big Fight. Let's hope we can look at solutions also, some that have been mentioned right now. Most importantly, please always go ahead with a plan and don't try to defend something. And this will be asked of the central government. Don't try to defend something which you cannot defend. As simple as that. Opening up the vaccines without having the supply right now will create a problem. It is already creating a problem on the ground. Okay, our next guest this evening is Mr. Dipender Singh Hooda. Thank you very much, Mr. Hooda, for joining us. You've been helping a lot of people. We keep seeing your tweets, like other politicians also. But, you know, I want to ask you this question. Straight up, do you feel that the political fraternity in this country has failed the people, failed the republic in this crisis?
See, right now, I'll say two things. First, the country is in crisis. It's probably one of the biggest crises that our generation is going to see, and perhaps one of the biggest crises post-independence. So this is not the appropriate time to start doing a lot of politics and politicking and settling scores, etc. At the same time, the situation is what it is. And as citizens of this country, as political leaders, it is our duty to bring out the factual situation, which is shortage of beds, medicines, oxygen, what and whatnot. Who is responsible? Who is the government of the day or not? All those things, those scores can be settled later on. Right now, it is a responsibility of everyone to help as many people as possible. Yes, the system, like they say, is not failed us, it's exposed yet again. The system is exposed. Yes, there needs to be, and another thing that I want to say upfront, you know, you said, you know, this is, you're setting the score. There's a little bit of panic. On that also, I would say, because we've been working with the people at the grassroots level, there needs to be two approaches. People should not be panicking, because people should understand most of the people would not need hospitalization, and those who do, we are all helping each other and will, you know, somehow provide relief, all of us, to each other, etc. People should not panic, but the system should panic, and rightly so. The system should panic, because it is one thing to be dying of COVID, but it is another thing to be dying of
lack of oxygen,
shortage of oxygen and shortage of medicine.
Hmm.
My father and mother are in hospital, a lot of my relatives are in hospital, and if doctor prescribes a certain medicine to them, and I'm sure that's the case with most of our countrymen today, and you are unable to find that medicine, you are unable to find that level of oxygen support for them, that, you know, the blame needs to be put somewhere. But like I said, it is very easy for me. I'm in opposition. I can blame the government, this, that. Mm. That's not the approach that we should be taking at the moment. At the moment, let's all come together, help as many people as we can. And, you know, we are a great nation. We are a great civilization. This is a big challenge for us. It's a big crisis moment for us. So we all need to come together.
Mr. Hooda, do you feel also on that front of coming together and fighting together, we are also facing a problem? I mean, this sort of disaster management, which should happen with everyone on board, has become a disaster in itself. And I'm not just blaming the government here, because, you know, you say that there should be no politics, but a lot of these comments are made by many opposition leaders.
No, I agree with you. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, I appeal to both our political supporters and political adversaries to not waste time in, you know, the political blame game right now. And I see that on my Twitter timeline. I see that on my social media support. See, we have started a team. We are helping people. But there are a lot of people who are just either busy even now trolling, and there are other people, my supporters, who are busy answering those trolls. That just creates a disturbance for us while we are trying to service people. So from that to the national debate that you're talking about, this unnecessary noise, I think, needs to be reduced. It has to be about positive solutions. What I've tried to do in my state, for example, I've tried to suggest certain things based on my experience to my state government. And I've been urging my state government to follow certain measures. So I think that's the approach that needs to be taken. But I agree with your point. I take your point.
No, even in the government, the Congress party basically says that the former Prime Minister, Dr. Manmohan Singh, gave suggestions with the intention of giving suggestions. But the government shot them down and also launched a massive attack on the former
That's
Prime
really
Minister.
Unfortunate. That's why I'm saying there is difference. One is a blame game. That you are wrong, you have done this. It is because of you that we are in this situation. The other is suggestions to solve that problem. For example, Dr. Manmohan Singh ji gave those suggestions. We gave certain suggestions in Haryana, where we said there is shortage of beds, oxygen, medicine, etc. And certain things need to be done. For example, one of the suggestions that I've been talking to my state about is setting up of a district level war room headed by the district commissioner, DM, CMO, the chief medical officer, and other officers from all the departments, a war room which monitors the distribution of oxygen, medicine, and beds, ICU, ventilators, a war room that has a simple helpline number that any patient and their family members can call. And they can get, first of all, the medical advice to begin with. And then from that same number, if they need a bed, they can get information about bed, medicine, and oxygen. In a very transparent manner. For example, this is something that I saw in the news today that Kerala is moving towards. Now, that's a government that we are fighting against politically. But if they've done something, they are setting up the district level war rooms and with certain success, you know, that needs to be replicated across the country without saying that that's Kerala government. Now, what is happening in my state, unfortunately, and I didn't want to get into this, is when we, like I said, it is one thing to blame, but other thing to provide reality check that, yes, there's a shortage. When we say there is shortage, the political leaders of our state say that, you know, there is no shortage at all and this is all politics. So that's that, you know, they need to shed that thing. They need to, there needs to be a reality
Admit
check
that there is a problem first.
Reality and take positive suggestions in that spirit to solve it. That's the problem that we are facing right now.
Sure. Okay. Mr. Hooda, thank you very much for joining us. Let's just hope that we are out of this mess as soon as possible. Thank you very much for joining us. We're stopping for a short break at this moment. When we come back, let's also focus on the Northeast. Not many people speak about it in mainstream media because it's, you know, called the tyranny of distance. But how's the Northeast dealing with this situation? We'll have the Meghalaya Chief Minister, Conrad Sangma, joining us after a short break. Welcome back. And now with us is Conrad Sangma, the Meghalaya Chief Minister. Thank you very much, Mr. Sangma. My first question, vaccination drive is opened up, but there is shortage everywhere. What's the situation in your state?
You're absolutely right. The dates have been declared for the 1st of May to start the vaccination, but there is a shortage throughout the country. All the states have written to the companies and to Government of India. But the response that has come to us is that after 3 or 4 weeks, they will be able to give us the exact plan. But the slightly kind of relieving kind of news is that the Government of India has communicated that certain amounts will be given to the states. But the actual rollout in a very aggressive manner may not happen for the next 3 to 4 weeks. And this is a story for almost all the states.
Correct.
Because of the shortage, number one, and number two, because of the fact that there are certain states where the situation is more critical. So there could be a strategy to send more to those states. So we have to really work together in this and have a good understanding. But it should not be the case that certain states are left out completely.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Mr. Sangma, we all knew about our production capabilities, and yet the vaccination was opened up for all. You think that this strategy is wrong? I mean, we should have augmented the vaccination production a little better, and doing what we have done right now is only going to create further confusion.
You see, we can look at the situation and look back and, of course, analyze many things. But this point is, the matter is that we are in the situation right now where we do have a certain shortage that's happening for whatever reason it may be. As you're saying, manufacturing, you know, upscaling could not happen on time. So there could be many situations that we could discuss. But the point is that we have limited stock as a country, and we just need to ensure that it's managed well. And yes, we may need to go for some kind of a strategy where we go for certain you know, sections and certain front line. For example, I was having a chat with you that the press and the journalists are also in a way frontline you know, workers, and they are very exposed to different situations. So they need it also. So we may need to do some kind of prioritization at this point in time. But I'm very hopeful that in the coming weeks and months, the overall, you know, the production will be ramped up, and we hope that we'll be able to pick up things in about 3 to 4 weeks' time. And then the real challenge of ensuring that we implement it really quickly is really going to be key to ensuring that we control the overall COVID virus.
That's true. Mr. Sangma, you seem to have taken certain decisions as far as vaccination is concerned in Meghalaya. Would you like to tell us about it, particularly in treating journalists, you were telling me, as frontline warriors and then vaccinating them?
Yes, yes, we have put them as frontline workers. And, you know, we are vaccinating the best people. And we are also, in fact, putting others who are very vulnerable section, for example, the taxi drivers, and for example, even you know, people who are transporters, because these are people who are really coming in contact with a lot of people, and the chance of spreading is high. So therefore, of course, sometimes the numbers do matter. If it's too big a number to handle, then it's not possible for us also to incorporate that. But if you look at all these groups, you know, the numbers are quite limited and doable. So we are going to whatever extent possible to incorporate that. And I feel that it's the right strategy to adopt in this current situation.
All right. Mr. Sangma, many thanks for joining us on this broadcast. Thank you very much. With that, it's a wrap in this edition of The Big Fight. But news continues on the other side. Stay with us.